Hey, listen, you know, I'm a big fan of House of Cards, and, you know, of course, I spent my Valentine's evening watching with my wife. But, you know, we have to be very prudent with the people's money, so we really need to have a cost-benefit analysis. Does that tax credit or increased tax credit result in a benefit to the taxpayer? And I think we need to take a strong look at that.
The film industry will always argue that there are jobs, and there are several hundred. Catch your breath. There's several hundred attached to House of Cards. Is that worth it? I
mean, well, math is the bottom line. We need to add it up, add and subtract, and see if it's a benefit to the state. I think from a pride perspective, we like having them here,
sure.
But the proof is in the pudding. What does it result in the number of jobs and economic activity and return to the state?
What do you think of the letter? Are they basically, I mean, some maybe, are they threatening Maryland?
I think the letter is a little tacky. You know, we have lots of discussions around the state about things, and I think that was a little strong-handed. But, hey, we are proud to have House of Cards in Maryland, but we need to make sure it pays for the taxpayer.
I must admit,